this is Angels broadcaster Trent Rush, and you're listening to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Now here's your host, my guy, Taylor Blake Ward.
Hey everybody, welcome to Locked On Angels, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, now brought to you by Built Bar. You're locked in with Taylor Blake Ward. Great to have you on board for this Wednesday edition of Locked On Angels. Starting off the week, chatting about this 60-man player pool, the 56 players that are currently on the 60-man player pool as we have entered summer camp. I hate that term, but spring training 2.0, summer camp, training camp, whatever you want to call it. I know baseball is calling it summer camp, but we're going to touch on summer camp. We're also going to touch on minor league baseball being shut down for the year, canceling their 2020 season, among other things. So plan to unpack, and we will be doing our fan mailbag tomorrow on Thursday. I know we've had about 2 weeks off from the fan mailbag, but we'll bring that to you tomorrow here on Thursdays. Before we get to anything, though, a reminder that you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. Also, you can download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, or whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's show. This is a side note to today's show. Usually, for some of the Locked On Angels episodes, I pre-record the day before, and I know you're listening in on Wednesday. This is Wednesday's show. We pre-recorded most of the show on Tuesday night, but I did want to add this, is today, July 1st, is the one-year anniversary of when we found out that Tyler Skaggs had died. I remember that day really well. I was on the phone with Craig Williams, who I'm going to talk about a little bit later in the show, and he literally, you know, we were on the phone together. He says, "Tyler Skaggs died," and I said, "What? What are you talking about?" And, you know, sure enough, sadly, I checked my phone, it's true, and I had to hang up. And when you're covering a team or a sport, not often do you get to have a personal relationship with the players. And I've covered this Angels ball club for 8 years now, and, you know, some players, really nice, and we'll chat in the wintertime sometimes, but Tyler was different from those. Tyler would text me, see, you know, how I was doing, what was going on, and I always share this story when I talk about Tyler is a few hours after my mom died. She died in January of 2019, and a few hours after my mom died, Tyler called me, and he just wanted to check on my mental and physical well-being, and he was asking, he's like, "Hey, should I come up there?" Because he lived about an hour, hour and a half away. He says, "Should I come up there? You know, what do you need? Do you need me to bring anything?" And I said, "You know, no." And obviously, you know, he didn't come up. But that was the kind of guy he was. You know, he would give you the shirt off his back. And he genuinely cared about people, including, you know, someone in the media who had been critical of him. And I think of that story all the time. And I miss Tyler pretty regularly. You know, we would give each other a lot of grief over the Vikings and Packers. You know, he was a big Vikings fan. I was a big Packers fan. And he was just different from a lot of the other guys, just a really special guy that I miss pretty regularly. But as we kind of sit here today, I'm sure a lot of you remember Tyler as a baseball player, and some of you may have gotten to know him being a local kid. But the one thing that I ask is, as you're thinking of him today, think of his sadly widowed wife, Carly, and his mother, Debbie, and his family. You know, there's a lot of people that cared about Tyler in a different way than I did even, or that you did as well. So just as we think of Tyler, think of those as well. And, you know, I miss Tyler a lot. I really do. And I can't imagine what Carly and Debbie are going through. So think of them while you can. We're going to get into today's show. Like we said, usually I pre-record, and that is the case for today, is most of the show was pre-recorded. So the tone's going to change, a little bit happier of a tone, but just thinking of Tyler today. And we miss you, pal. So let's kick off the show. Spend about 5 minutes talking about this 60-player pool that the Angels put out on Sunday. They did have 55 names on the initial list. They did add a 56. Reed Detmers did sign on Sunday, the first rounder for the Angels did sign on Sunday, right around the same time this roster was announced. They did add him yesterday on Tuesday, I believe. So we'll go with that. They added him yesterday, but right now it's at 56. If you listen to Friday's show where I tried to take a guess at this, I got 53 names correct. 53 of the 56. I did pull off Hector Yan, which I should have kept him. Jack Kruger was a name that I did not expect to be on that list that I added. Jordan Adams, I hinted at, but said I didn't think he'd be on the list. So I will, you know, I'm pretty close here. Got to admit, I'm a little bit happy about this. Pretty happy that we got close. Some of the names that are missing from what I said, that there's still four open spots on this roster. Like we said, 56 players on that player pool, four open spots. I did mention Francisco Arcia and Jack Kruger as options. Jack Kruger did make it. I didn't say he would. I said Francisco Arcia is. Doesn't sound like he'll be on, but Brendan Lund, Matt Ball, Adrian DeHorta, J.C. Ramirez, and Jake Thompson were the names that were missing from my list. Just to share this list with you real briefly, and we'll start with the pitchers. You do have the entire 40-man roster on this 60-player pool. So you have Justin Anderson, Matt Andrees, Luke Bard, Jaime Barria, Cam Bedrosian, Ryan Buchter, Dylan Bundy, Ty Buttrey, Griffin Canning, Andrew Heaney, Kyle Keller, Mike Myers, Keenan Middleton. You know, I'm saying all these names and rambling them off, but you have Felix Pena as well, Dylan Peters, Jose Quijada, Noe Ramirez, Hansel Robles, Patrick Sandoval, Jose Suarez, Julio Teheran, and Hector Yan, as we noted. The non-40-man guys that made this 60-player pool are Jacob Barnes, who I think was expected, a lot of non-roster invitees, Parker Markle, Hobie Milner, Neil Ramirez, Jose Rodriguez. Two names that made it, though, that I'm happy. Taylor Cole, I've mentioned before. I think that he's a real weapon for the bullpen. The DFA definitely surprised me. I did not think that Taylor Cole was going to be DFA'd. Happy to see him on this player pool. Chris Rodriguez made it, though. One of the Angels' top pitching prospects. I did forget Reed Detmers as well is the Angels' top pitching prospect. We did note that he made it. But Chris Rodriguez, I'll tell you, this stuff is premium. It's Major League ready stuff. It's just how advanced is he going to be developmental-wise. I know that over spring training, he was showing some really special signs. So, you know, Chris Rodriguez on there. Another guy that I forgot because he's listed secondary on my list here is Shohei Ohtani. Not sure if you've ever heard of him. Two-way sensation out of Japan. Shohei Ohtani did make the 60-player pool. No surprise there. He's on the 40-man. Special player. All these guys came coming back healthy as well. That's another thing that was really important is that everybody's healthy, with the exclusion of Dylan Peters, who has an oblique injury. Now, those can be season-ending. It does sound like based on so Billy Epler had a conference call with the beat writers yesterday, and it did sound like Dylan Peters is out for a few weeks, maybe not the length of the season, but everyone is coming back healthy outside of Dylan there. Going to the position players, the entire 40-man roster is in place here. The Angels will carry five catchers on this 60-player pool, including Anthony Bem Boom, Jason Castro, and Max Stassi, who are on the 40. Jose Briseño, as we noted on Friday, not a surprise there. Jack Kruger, the Angels' top catching prospect, maybe not like a top 30 prospect anymore, but Jack Kruger is on this list, so he's hit the depth charts. We've talked about him on the show before. I'm a big Jack Kruger believer, so it'll be fun to see him. David Fletcher, big fan favorite, is on this 60-player pool. Jamai Jones, Tommy La Stella, Albert Pujols, Anthony Rendon, Luis Ranjifo, Andrelton Simmons, Matt Theis, and Jared Walsh, all in the 60-player pool, as well as Brian Goodwin, Michael Hermosillo, some guy named Mike Trout, Justin Upton, and Taylor Ward. I think we all made a joke that Mike Trout made the 60-player pool, and for whatever reason, that joke went over really well. So, yes, Mike Trout did make it. The non-roster invitees, the final names that really made the cut here, Arizmendi Alcantara, Jose Rojas, big fan favorite, Elliot Soto, Joe Adell, and Brandon Marsh, the Angels' top two prospects. Also, the third-best prospect in the system, there's arguments about Reed Detmers and Jordan Adams, but one of the top prospects in the farm system is Jordan Adams, who we touched on a lot on Friday. He has real 80-grade speed. I think most would say he is the fastest man in the organization. So, interesting to see Jordan Adams on this 60-player pool. I've said it before, you know, you could utilize this guy. He could be a really important asset down the stretch, and you know, you're only going to play a handful of extra inning games, and you don't know when they're going to be, but if you have him and he is the difference in one game for you over the course of a season, I mean, you know, I don't think you carry him on the roster the whole season, but you put him on in September or late with maybe having a one-run game or an extra inning game. Having that speed is a real weapon. So it'll be a treat. I really hope that Jordan Adams actually makes the roster. I hope he stays on for some time. But that is the 60 player portal for our player portal. I said that off right. Player pool for the Angels here heading towards summer camp, which starts today. So be interesting to watch that. Testing will happen today. Not any games, but you'll see testing occur today. Hopefully, praying for no positive tests for not just the Angels, but for all players across baseball. I don't want to see anyone have COVID-19, so it'll be interesting to monitor today. In the second segment, we're going to talk about the minor leagues. They did cancel their season. We're going to touch on that. Before anything, though, let's talk about Built Bar. Built Bar is a protein bar that tastes like a candy bar. Seriously, it tastes like a candy bar. They're made with real chocolate. If you have a nut allergy, they have nut-free bars that are made in nut-free facilities. I'm a big fan of the peanut butter brownie flavor myself. I know that Jason Hernandez of Locked On Anaheim Ducks got the Built Bar powder when he went and hiked Mount Baldy yesterday. So, we talk about Built Bar, and it's the real deal. We all really enjoy Built Bar. So try it out yourself. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to get $10 off your first order. They also have a lot of deals going on right now as they're trying to get rid of their current stock to bring in new stock. So they've got plenty of deals, but why don't you use the one that we're giving you here. Go to BuiltBar.com. Use promo code LOCKEDON at checkout to get $10 off your first order. Also a reminder, today's show is brought to you by Rock Auto, an amazing selection with reliably low prices and all the parts your car will ever need. Visit RockAuto.com. Tell them Taylor from Locked On Angels sent you. I got to say, I've said it on the show before. I've used Rock Auto well prior to them coming on and being a sponsor of the show, and I was really excited that Rock Auto came on. They have parts for whatever car you have. If you drive a Hyundai, you drive a Chevy Silverado, you drive a Ford F-150, even if you drive an Audi or a Ferrari, they literally have parts for you. All the way to a transmission for a Ferrari. I literally looked it up. These guys are a real deal. Check them out. Visit RockAuto.com. Tell them Taylor from Locked On sent you. All the parts your car will ever need, Rock Auto.
Hey guys, this is Dylan Short, host of the Locked On Braves. Proud to bring you back to Locked On Angels and your host, my friend, Taylor Blake Ward.
Here in the second segment, we're going to talk about minor league baseball. They officially canceled their season yesterday on June 30th. This is the first time since 1901 that we're going to go a season without minor league baseball. A lot of you that have listened to the show for a long time know about my love for minor league baseball. It dates back to covering baseball. I would go to minor league baseball games as a kid, even to a point where there was a period of time where I think I did an entire season when I was in high school, and I think I went to like 20 minor league baseball games with like one Major League Baseball game involved, well before I was covering any baseball, but it was unique. I love minor league baseball. I'm crushed. I've told you on the show before, this was expected. I feel like this decision, obviously there was no decision made, nothing was official, but I feel like this was happening in March, and I kind of had to accept it on March 20th when they shut down baseball. I was like, there's no way that teams are going to send players out to affiliates with the unknowns of COVID-19, and now we have a little more knowledge on COVID-19 and the numbers, the impacts it's having on communities. But still, you're not going to have major league clubs sending players out to affiliates, and it's sad. I'm really bummed. This was the quote yesterday from minor league baseball president and CEO Pat O'Connor. He says, "These are unprecedented times for our country and our organization, as this is the first time in our history that we've had a summer without minor league baseball played. While this is a sad day for many, this announcement removes the uncertainty surrounding the 2020 season and allows our teams to begin planning for an exciting 2021 season of affordable family entertainment." That affordable family entertainment part is something I really want to dive into. Is minor league baseball, you could decide, it's 4 o'clock on a Tuesday, you're heading home to see the family, and you say, you know what, I want to go see a baseball game tonight. The Angels are playing the Yankees. I'm not going to pay $60 to go sit in the nosebleeds. and you say, you know what, the Sixers are down the road, or the Quakes, or the Storm, or the Jethawks, whoever it is, you know, we have four minor league teams here in Southern California, but, you know, if you're even out, I think most of the nation is within 100 miles of a minor league baseball team. Now, a lot of you aren't going to travel 100 miles to see a baseball, especially on the minor league level, but, you know, for a lot of people, you're only 20 miles from a minor league baseball team or less. That is something that I feel like is such something we need in this nation, is the availability to see baseball. Not just that, but you could go pay $5 for a ticket and sit baseline, or $10 to sit baseline. I think it's like $15 to sit behind home plate. I mean, you're five rows from the field. That's affordable family entertainment. And the ballpark food, you know, you're paying $5 for a sandwich, not 15, and you're paying $2 for a beer instead of 10. I absolutely love minor league baseball, and I'm crushed that we're not going to have a minor league baseball season. Another big part of this is there are going to be 40-some teams that are contracted from minor league baseball next season, and I could get well into that and bash Rob Manfred and his decision of this and the owner's decision. I could bash them for hours on end about this, but really something that I just want to mark is a lot of these teams had no knowledge that, you know, when they were playing in August and September last year, that they would be playing their last games as an affiliated baseball team in minor league baseball, and I hate that. You know, there are two Angels affiliates that are on the list of potential teams that could be cut, the Burlington Bees and the Orem Owls. There is a team here in Southern California that's on that list with the Lancaster Jethawks, and I just want to send some thank yous to some of the people that are involved. You know, with the Lancaster Jethawks, their broadcaster, Jason Schwartz, and his first season was my first season. Actually, he might have been there the year before. I got to remember. But, you know, we watched George Springer. He was my MVP vote for the California League that year when I was working there and with the High Desert Mavericks. And, you know, I don't want to see Jason have a job as a broadcaster, and I don't want to see Tom Backmeyer, the general manager for the team, be out of a job here. And it's not just the Lancaster Jethawks, who I have familiarity with because they're here in Southern California. This goes for 40 teams across all of baseball. But, I mean, you have the Burlington Bees, the Angels Lowe affiliate. You know, Kim Parker has done a great job trying to turn that team around, that organization around, as a general manager, very young general manager. Ted Gutman is their PR guy and does a great job. Jordan Barr is their groundskeeper. And Jordan has been keeping Angels players safe with the groundskeeping. You know, it's sad to hear about these people. With the Orem Owls, who may not be playing next year in 2021, you got Rick Berry, you got Julie Hatch, you got Tim Morrissey. Tim runs a social, one of the best social media teams out there is the Orem Owls. You know, and sadly, you know, these are teams that may not be playing in 2021. Teams that will be, you have the 66ers, the Trash Pandas, the Salt Lake Bees. And I haven't made great connections with the Trash Pandas, but, you know, you want to send your thank you to all of them, of course. But the Inland Empire 66ers and Salt Lake Bees, I mean, you know, we have great friends that have even been on the show before. You know, you've had Steve Wendt, the broadcaster for the 66ers, on the show here. You've had Craig Williams, the director of communications for the Salt Lake Bees. He's been a regular on the show. I even think he's been on this year. And, you know, these are great friends of mine. And Steve, you know, I want to see Steve this year. I want to see Craig this year. And I'm going to call Craig literally as soon as this is out. And, you know, they've got Steve Klauke, the broadcaster up at Salt Lake. Mark, the Amicone family in Salt Lake, it has done great things for Utah and baseball in Utah. But you've got Joe Hudson, the general manager for the Inland Empire 66ers. He is a strong voice for minor league baseball, and it's sad that we're not going to be able to see him. And I got to say this, Jarrett Stark is a sales guy. He's a buddy of mine that's there, but Dom Guerrero takes care of the ballpark there. He takes care of the field for the Inland Empire 66ers. Dom is the best groundskeeper in minor league baseball, in my opinion. Dom does such a great job, and I hate that he's, you know, we're not going to be able to see his work this year. It's like you don't think of the groundskeepers, and you don't think of things like that, but you know, I enjoy going to the ballpark, and I see Dom there every time I'm there, and we chat it up, and I hate that, you know, it's like you come to listen to Lockdown Angels. This is what, you know, this is my product that I put out, and I get to talk about the Angels, and this is the Dom's product is the field, and I don't get to see his product, and I hate that. And, you know, on top of everything, every organization has 200-plus minor leaguers in their system who are not going to be playing this year and have to work independently on their own development without coaches. And I just, you know, this puts a lot of pressure on the general managers of baseball, the development staffs of baseball, and a lot of decisions like that. And I feel bad for them. But more importantly, the communities that thrive on these baseball teams in the minor leagues, it's so Americana, and there's so many communities that benefit so much. You know, you're talking about jobs for a lot of communities where the minor league baseball team hires 50 to 100 people. That's a lot of jobs for a small community or an average-sized community across America that are not going to have that opportunity this summer, and a lot of summer jobs are lost. I don't, you know, it saddens me. You knew it was coming. You prepared for it as well as you could, but it's still saddening that, we're not going to have minor league baseball this year. And, you know, I wish everyone well, of course. Send a lot of love to my friends in Salt Lake here in Inland Empire and across all of minor league baseball. You know, and I can't wait to see you guys in 2021. And for the teams that may not make it into 2021 as an affiliated organization, you know, I want to wish you guys well too. And I hate what's going on with baseball. I hate that COVID has taken a lot of playing time away from these kids, a lot of development away from these kids. But I hate that some decision makers within baseball are taking away some of your jobs. And I'm sorry to hear that. And, you know, you always have a friend in me, and I wish all of you very well. I think I could honestly spend, you know, an hour or 2 hours or days talking about this. But we've hit our time restraints. That is going to be a wrap for today's show of Locked On Angels. Thanks for tuning in. If you want to download today's show or subscribe to Locked On Angels, you can do so via Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, whatever podcasting outlet you're using to listen to today's show. Also, you can follow us on Twitter at Locked On Angels. You can follow me personally at Taylor Blake Ward. We will have our fan mailbag tomorrow. We did that on Monday night where I sent out that tweet saying, send me any and all your baseball questions. I'll answer them here through midnight. Best ones make the show later in the week. We've had to do some scheduling changes here at Locked On Angels. I don't know when we're going to go back to 5 shows a day. I don't know about that. We're going to keep it in 3 until I get word that things change. But thanks for tuning in as always. Really appreciate it. And like I said, some of these shows are pre-recorded. This outro here has been recorded after the fact. Most of the show that you listen to was recorded on Tuesday night, and you're listening to it on Wednesday. But I just want to send another note. We're recording here on Wednesday morning, and thinking of Tyler Skaggs, thinking of Carly and Debbie Skaggs as well, very important people in Southern California. And Tyler was such a great person, and we miss him so much. But maybe, you know, we miss him on days like today, and Carly and Debbie and the family miss him every single day. So we're thinking of you, Carly. We're thinking of you, Debbie. And we're thinking of all those that really, truly cherished and loved Tyler Skaggs. Ever since that day a year ago, we've been closing out the show saying, stay nasty. We're going to change it up. That was Tyler saying, is saying we nasty. So today we're going to say that. And thanks as always for tuning in. For Locked On Angels, I'm Taylor Blake Ward, reminding you to dot your I's, cross your T's. And we nasty. We miss you, Tyler. We'll see everybody tomorrow.